This year is followed by a rapid review. After the rapid review, there is the same daf from the previous cycle of Daf Yomi with a different ambience and different participants, which may interest you as a chazara or maybe actually the one you prefer hearing. Today's daf is Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Beit, and we are holding on Daf Mem Beit. Yes, we're actually part way down here. About the idiot Kohen. We finished that. And we're up to 8th, one-third of the way down. So we're in the middle of the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish as to whether Nishbara Me'eleha, if the Avodah Zarah breaks on its own, whether that's considered to be a bittul, since if the Akum sees it, he'll figure if it can't save itself, it's certainly not going to do me any good, or whether it needs an actual bittul from the Akum. Today we continue trying to bring riots. Eitve. Matzatav nityatav nitregel harei elo asurin. Mipnei shekiyotze behem nevat. Did we not say that if there's a whole arm or leg that you find, it's considered to still be osur as an avodah zarah because people continue to worship the entire thing? Says the Gemara, yes. Amai hashvarim, you know. Are they not pieces? Which shows clearly that Rish Lakish is wrong, because over here it says Arei Ela Asurin, according to Ishlakish, if it breaks, it should become mutter automatically. Answers the Gemara, you remember just yesterday, Yotir Gemashmul Ba'om Diyamal Besisan, that that's not talking about a case where they are simply broken off pieces, but rather where they're standing on a base, and therefore they themselves are separately worshipful entities. Eitve. Oved Kochavim Mevatel Avodat Kochavim Shalo V'Shal Chaveiro. A one who is himself an idolater, he can be mevatel, his own idol, or his friends, for that matter, even if it's a different type. Because once he buys into the fact of idolatry, he's shayach to destroy any type of kedusha of idols. But Yisrael einu mevatel avodat kochavim shel avet kochavim. Certainly an avodat kochavim of Yisrael b'chlal, he can't be mevatel. Nobody can be mevatel. But even of an avodat kochavim, Yisrael cannot be mevatel it by breaking it. Why? Am I? Tahavik avodat kochavim shenishtabra me'eleha. Why don't we say that even though he can't be mevatel it himself, but the fact is that the Akum, when he sees this thing, will say, well, if the thing isn't good enough to save himself from the Yisrael, so then he's not going to save me. It shouldn't be any worse than if it was an ishtabra me'eleha. Amr Abaye will have to say that Enoch Inami, according to Rish Lakish, who holds would be muteret, it's talking about Shepechasa, not that he actually broke it into pieces, but that he smashed its face in. So smashing its face in, Rashi says, the Akum figures, yeah, it's a minor detail, probably the thing doesn't care about how it looks, it just needs to be in this particular shape overall in order for it to work. But at this point, it's not a problem. So therefore, it's not the equivalent of breaking on its own. If he broke it up into pieces, then maybe, not that the Yisrael would be mevatelet, but it would be mitbatelet because of the fact that anybody is mevatel. Ask the Gemara, so what? That's not going to help you. So even though it wasn't chas or anything, it still would be bottle, so apparently there's no distinction between breaking the thing into pieces or just smashing its face in. No, no. There's a difference in who does it, you see. Ane mili de pechasa ovid kochavim, aval pechasa Yisrael, lo? Remember, there's a difference between the act of bizoyan, which is mevatel, which the Akum can do. That Yisrael cannot do. Okay, so certainly pechasa is an act of bittul, there's no question. Guy takes a picture of Jesus and smashes the face in. I mean, obviously he's being mevatel. But if Yisrael does it, it's not the equivalent of batel me'eleha. I think the most fabulous, fabulous example of nishtabra me'eleha happened this year. I think I told you about it. I saw a video of it. I'm sure you can get it on YouTube. It's absolutely astonishing. There's somewhere in Texas, I think it was. I forgot where. They had this church that had this enormous... this amazing story. They had this enormous fiberglass statue of Yosha. But it's like five stories high. I mean, you could see it from miles away with his, you know, his hands up and his tongue and crying out to the Shamayim. They've got it on YouTube where it's hit by a lightning bolt. And it burns to the ground. And all that's left is a bunch of melted slug. That's unbelievable. And the next day they had in the headlines, you know, why not? The church says, don't worry, he will be resurrected. They're going to rebuild it. But like the message of lightning of all things, you know, like, and supplicating hands and smash. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, so you'd think that would have an impact on people, no?
Yeah, that's what we were saying the other day about not having the insight to realize that something's going on.
Right. Wow. Actually hitting the thing is astonishing. Okay, so therefore there's an afkamina. If b'chasa Yisrael, then enoch inami, it's not going to lo batla. But if b'chasa v'et kochavim, even though it's lo chasra, he didn't take anything out of it. But nonetheless, it's an act of bitul. Rav Amar, you don't need any of this stuff. The truth is that it really would be batla because of the fact that it's considered to be the equivalent, according to Reish Lakish, of nishtabra me'eleh. There's no nafkamina between pechasa and chisara. The only thing is, it's gzeir de rabbanan. Liolam ki pechasa Yisrael, it really should be betela, even just for pechasa. Ela gzeira dima magbela vada mevatila. That problem over here is, suppose the Jew lifts it in order to smash his head in. The moment he lifts it, he's kainet ba'agbo. He's kainet ba'agbo, it becomes an avodazor of a Jew. Then he can never be mevatila. So he'd have to smash its face in before picking it up. So because of that, we're geyser, because most people are not going to make that distinction. So they'll just naturally pick something up. So because of that, we answered it, but the truth is, enoch inami. If he was motzei it, and he hadn't, mi'ikra din, it would have been batel, not because Yisroel could be mevatel it, but because it was nishtabra me'eleh. So if it would be magba v'hadim mevatel, then it would be an avadat kochavim b'yad Yisrael. Once it's a Jew's, it's not considered to be batel. This runs into a few technical issues, because something which is osur ba'ana, you don't have kinyanim on. So even if you're kinyanim, what do you mean magbiyah? What's your track say it's a kinyan? You notice the idea over here, it doesn't say avodat kochavim b'shel Yisrael. It says avodat kochavim b'yad Yisrael. So enoch inami, the Rishonim explain that we find aspects of semi-ownership vis-a-vis a particular thing, let's say chomet, or barber shetarabi. There's a concept that this thing is yours in terms of the way that a particular halacha will work, even though it may not be defined as yours in the sense of financially, legally, to be able to sue for it, and so on. And that's what it means over here as well. Eitzvei. Akum shevi'a v'animin amerkulis, v'chifave hebdirachim v'tartiot mutarot. So you're all familiar with the Merkulis Avodah Zarah, which was made out of loose stones. They first pile up a few stones, one stone on two stones, the traveler's god, and anybody who passes by throws another stone on it and gets the protection of the god. So if an Akum takes one of these things apart and uses the stones for paving stones, whether for the road or for the Rechava of the city, that would be completely okay. But the Yisrael who would do that, Shevi Avanim in Amarkulis, V'chipa Behem, Dirachim, V'tartiot, it wouldn't help. They would still be Asurot. So why should this be true according to Reish Lakish, am I? Tahavik Avodat Kochavim, Shenishtabra Me'eleh, then why not say that it would be broken, and therefore brought up not because of the Yisrael, but simply because of the fact that it's broken. What's the problem? How can I begin a Rava? Tzikizera, enoch inami. You're right, it would be. But we've already bought into Rava. The Mefarshim say that these questions were not asked in series, because they're not adding. One is not adding to the other. Apparently, they were asked in parallel in different places. It's on the Masad of the Gemara. Brought them together and put it in a series as if each one requires the terms of Rava. But because there's so many examples of it, so we bring various examples, there are those who try to figure out a distinction between them, but it's dachuk.
Eitvei. I'm just wondering, there's what seems to be a qualitative difference in the other two.
Okay, but there's more coming. You'll have to find one in all of them. So you may find something between one and the other, but it's difficult to find something in each one. Eitvei. Oved kochavim sheshipa avodat kochavim letzorcho Say a goy requires some firewood, a little kindling wood. So he breaks off maybe a finger off of Jesus to get a little... He just, you know, just shaves it down a little bit, you know, to use the shavings to get the stove started. That's considered to be... That's considered to be a beetle. As long as he's doing it for his own purposes. Of course, if the fingernails need shaving, you know, then if it's l'tzorcha, so then already, then he asura, the statue itself remains asur. The pieces that are shaved off are no longer meant to be part of the Avodah Zarah, they're thrown out. That's mutarin. But a Yisrael sheshifa Avodah Kokavim, it doesn't matter. Whether it's l'tzorcha, whether it's tzorcha, he v'shifu ya asurin. Amai. Tehevi ki avodat kochavim shenishtabra me'eleha. Again, according to Shlokish, it ought to be mutter simply by virtue of the fact that it broke. If it happens to be, Yisrael broke, but what's the difference? Ochanami kidarava. Say the same tarot. Edve. How about this case? Rabbi Yossi, Omer, what do you need to do to, as something that is found, your shochek, if it's made out of metal, so there's no way for you to get rid of it, you grind it down, Vizorela ruach, and you let it, you let the filings fly into the wind. Oh, matilia, throw it into the water. Rulo, that's no good. You're trying to prevent someone inadvertently being nana from it. So, afu nasa zevel, uchtiv lo yidbak biyotcha mamuma menacherim. That there's no way to prevent somebody from being nana from the pieces of metal that eventually rust and become part of the earth. And you're not even supposed to be nana from that. Why not? Asks the Gemara. According to Reish Lakish, Amar Tavik Avodat Kochavim Shenishtabra Me'elea. And here too, answers the Gemara, it's only a gezeira, like Rava said, because we're afraid it'll be Magbia it first. So Chinami Kida Rava. Eitve, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yisian Amer Matzat Surat Drakon Rosho Chatuch. So you find now a dragon. This was very, this was a very common Avodah Zarah, the dragon shape, and someone cut off its head.
Still is.
Still is. Yeah, just drop into the Chinese. Yeah. So it's a suffix if an Akum was the one who cut off the head. A suffix if a Yisrael cut off the head. So in such a case, it would be mutar. Why? Because we're not sure, really, that it was ever, if it was ever actually worshipped. It's a sfeik. Maybe it was worship, or maybe it was just there as decoration. And even if it was worship, so maybe an Akum was the one who cut off the head. Problem is, Vavada Yisrael would be Chatecho, would be Osir. Here too, why do we not say Libra Reish Lakish? Amai Tevik Avodat Kochavim Shenishtabra Mele, huh? Hachanami Kedarava, same reason. Gzeira. Eitve. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Lo Yirakot B'Yemot HaGeshamim. Even though the Tanakama holds, you could plant veggies in a garden beneath an Asherah during the rainy season, because then the Asherah doesn't give it any advantage because the shade is not an advantage. It needs more sun in the rainy season. In the summer, then it's an advantage. It protects it from the direct sun. Rabbi Yossi holds, even in the winter, you can't, because the leaves that fall off, whatever it sheds, the nivaya is no sheret aleihem and ends up fertilizing them. The problem is, why would the nivaya aser, since it falls off of the tree, so clearly not something that should be Kaddish anymore, because it was Nishtabra Me'eleha. So Amai Tehevi Kavadat Kochavim Shenishtabra Me'eleha. Why don't we say that there too it's considered to have been broken? No, that's not called broken. I mean, Shanei Akam Dikar Avodat Kochavim Kayemet. Since the actual idol is not in any way lessened by the Nishira of the parts that are, that generally are Nishir, so, therefore, the rest of it is also considered to be, the rest of it is also considered to be part of that Avodah Zarah. Wait a minute. You didn't say that before. Before, when I asked you about shuffling, where you were cutting off now bits, over there, it was also the Ikar Avodat Kochavim Kayemet. The main thing was still Kayem. And you said beferish before that litzarcha, it's asura, okay, but the shifuyim is mutter. And here you're saying that even though it remained aser, because it remains aser, the parts that fall off are also aser. And there you said the shifuyim is mutter. Ravuna b'reder of Yeshua Omar. It's a simple solution. It's the fisha'in avodat kochavim b'teilat derech g'deilata. I mean, Obviously, if it's a tree, part of what a tree does is that it drops parts. That's what a tree is. That's called derech gedela. That's not called bittul. But where I'm cutting off pieces of it, that's obviously not considered to be derech gedela ta. And therefore, if he cuts it down, indeed those pieces would become mutar.
The stone has no shape, only in the Bodhisattva because of the social beliefs. It's not a form made by man, it's not something. When you take that stone out of context, it has no Bodhisattva shaft who said, listen, you know where it came from. Why isn't it easier? Why is it different?
A nose also has. What's the difference? A slice off of the side of an idol has a particular content. Piece of junk. The same thing. Once it's done with that, that's the Avodazara. No, it's just the Avodazara. It's not really.
It tames the form of what was.
But the form isn't what else is it? It doesn't really matter. The fact that this was part of the actual cast of the Avodazara. It's a difference, but it's not a meaning. Ravuna Breder Vyoshua Amar, Vishena Vadat Kochavi Batela, Derek Dela. Eighth, Shimon Lakish Rav Yochanan. Now, a little bit of turn of the table, in which Rish Lakish asked Rav Yochanan from the following. If you have a cane of a bird, Shibarosh Ha'ilan, and it's on a tree, so if this tree belongs to Hegdesh, Lo Ne'anin, you're not allowed to be Ne'ane from that cane, but Lo Mo'alin, if you did, and you took it and you used it, you're not Chayav Me'ilan. Now we'll see why and what the case is in a moment. If this bird nest is on top of an Asherah, so then Yatiz Bikana. You should take a stick and knock it off, and then you can use it. Now, at this point, we believed, this was the question, Kosalka Daitach, we initially assumed that what we're talking about over here is that the bird made the nest from the pieces of the Asherah, so that it was now the Kinta, it was Shavra Mimeno, it's in the Kinta Behem. So that this would be the exact case of Nishtabru Me'elea, Shalo B'derech Gedelata, and it says over here, Yatiz Bikana, you can throw it down. Now, we don't want you climbing up on the Asherah itself, because that will be Nene from the Asherah. But it's not a problem to get the Nez down and to use the pieces of the Asherah that broke off all by themselves. Now, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, pieces that broke off by themselves do not lose their Isra of Avodah Zarah. So how do you explain this? Answers Rabbi Yochanan Achav Mayaskinan Kigon De Aite Eitzim Mi Alma Vekinta Behem. It's not talking about that it used the actual wood of the tree. It brought wood from somewhere else, and then it went and it made on this Asherah, it made a nest. And that's what it's saying. So that is all that we're being matir over here, and the Chiddush is only that we're not gezer, that maybe you're going to be nene from the Asherah because we're allowing you to take off the nest. Maybe you'll climb up on it. So we don't answer that. That's the Chiddush. I'll prove it to you. Dekanami, diktani gabegesh lo nenein velo mo'alin. Why wouldn't you be male? I mean, if we're talking about a case, you see, like you thought it was, you ought to be moel also. If you hold like me, if these pieces of wood were not taken from Hegdesh, fine, then I understand why. I understand. The Rabbanan assert because we're afraid that if we'll be mad to you to be nene, you may end up actually utilizing pieces of the tree itself. So that would be assert. So the Rabbanan assert it, but you're not going to be moel midiraita because it wasn't Hegdesh. Dolo kadishi. But if you're going to learn like you're learning, that it's talking about over here, that you actually broke off pieces of wood of Hegdesh, why in the world wouldn't you be moel? If you're going to be nenem in a Hegdesh, we're going to burn Hegdesh wood? Say, I don't understand. How do you explain the fact that there's no me'ila? HaKadishi. They're Kadesh already. No, that's a raya, says Rish Lakish. Me the Iri. You call that a raya? I mean, it could be talking about over here where the tree was Mugdash ages ago. And it's talking about a gidulina baim le'achar mikanaskinan. Continue to grow. There's twig. The bird breaks off the twigs and makes a nest. But this mandiomar could hold ein me'ila begidulin. Very simple. That there is no din of me'ila on gidulei hegdesh. I mean, I can't disprove what you're saying, but you certainly can't prove that it's got to be talking about a case where the eitzim came from somewhere else. So I don't have a way to disprove you either. Rabbi Abo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. The simple solution. When it says yatiz, it's not talking about the nest. It's talking about the efrochim. I'm saying it's okay. The chiddush is, it's okay to hit the nest And we're not cheshed that you'll climb up on the Asherah, you'll be nenen anyway from the Asherah. So Rabbanan didn't answer, you're taking the chicks from the tree. That's all that it means. Omale Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Bataklifa, Azbrach. Let me just explain to you, because you'll get confused over here. The Efrochim, the din is, both in Hegel, if we're talking about the actual chicks, Kan v'kan mutarim. It would be mutar lechatchila by Hegdash also. Don't think that the Reisha, it means to say that by Hegdash the Efrochim are also. The wood is also. The Efrochim would also be mutar. It would be two different cases. And if we were talking about Beitzim, and you'll notice that I said Beitzim, the Beitzim, Kan v'kan, Asurim, they would both be also. One shot would be, as Rashi says, they're also because as Beitzim, they need the Ilan. So they're considered to be part of the Ilan. Rabbanan were gozer on it because they can't fly off. Tosfos says it's also possible simply because we're afraid the Beitzim, you're not going to knock off the nest because they'll break. You'll climb up. So then, and therefore we would be gozer. If you're talking about nestlings that have not yet learned to fly out on their own, they have a din of kibetzim damu, and they're also considered to be tzorach ha'ilan. Zakei like a Mishnah, hamotzei kelim, v'aleihem tzurat chama, tzurat levana, tzurat drakon, yolechem li'am ha'melach. Somebody finds now containers, and this doesn't mean only containers, even containers. So if you find an object which is a dragon, there for sure it's a problem. We're saying over here, even though it's clearly decorative on a container, nonetheless, they would worship the tzura on the container as is. So, you know, so it may be some kitsch art stuff that they sell in the shuk with a picture of a crucifix or something on it. That doesn't mean that someone is not going to worship it. So the standard things that would be worshipped in that fashion would be a picture of the sun god. This doesn't mean a picture of the sun itself, but the disc of the sun. It means the chariot with the sun in it and the, you know, with the mazel, so to speak, that they represent the sun as. Same thing is true of the levana. And the tzura of a dragon. So this has to be taken to the Yam HaMelech. Some of the Rishonim say Yam HaMelech means bedafka the Yam HaMelech, because if you throw it stam into the ocean. Others say Yam HaMelech means the salt sea, in other words, the ocean. But the others learn it means Dafki Yam HaMelech because there's no traffic on the Yam HaMelech. So people are not going to bump into it and use it. Mashenken, well, yeah, it'll disintegrate faster, that they don't say.
Didn't they say that it actually preserves it by throwing it in the Yam HaMelech?
But nobody finds it there. There's a lot of nice stuff at the bottom of the Yam HaMelech.
Even though people go swimming, they're not snorkeling.
That's true. Certainly not snorkeling. Yeah, there's the nice Beit HaKvaros. Yeah, the stone is still down there. they found it. There's a Beit HaKvaros under the it's in the middle. Not where you mean. So, anything else is not a problem. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, She'ala Mechubadim Asurin. This only if it's on a quality thing. I mean, not if it's on a chamber pot. We're not going to put on a tzur of an Avedazor on a chamber pot or something like that. So if it's a piece of junk, Ala Mevuzim, then it's just lousy art. And then it's Mutari. Wait a minute. Are you trying to say that that's the only thing that people worship is sun, moon, and dragons? So Lameimra de Lahaniu de Palkilu Lemidi Akrini Lo? V'raminu, don't we have now the whole sugya and chulin? Hashochet, l'shum yamim, l'shum naharot, l'shum midbar, l'shum chamal, l'shum levana, l'shum kochavim, umazalot. Somebody has in mind to do the shkita for the tsar of the yam, or the tsar of the mountains, or the spiritual nature of any of these things, sun, moon, any constellations, or the great Michael, tsar agadol, for that matter, take a little worm anywhere and make that the purpose of your shkita. It really doesn't matter how big it is, small it is, that's not important. L'shum shil shul katan. It doesn't matter. The shkita is zivchei meitim. So obviously, you see that they worship anything. Amar Abaya, well, of course they worship anything. Miflach l'kol d'mishakhe palche. I mean, anything that they find, you know, it's all kinds of cults that they'll worship. There's even Coca-Cola bottles if you live somewhere in Africa. You know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they have whole cargo cults, they're called. Stuff that was thrown out of airplanes ends up being an Aveda Zora. It's hilarious. But now we're talking, it's really true. They still do it.
There's a flip side story to that for later.
So.
Yeah.
Meitzaru Mefalke, but to actually draw it in the first place, and then to worship it. Then, Anitlata Dechashiva, these are the important ones to actually put on your kelim. So that they're Tzair Elohu, Palch Elohu. L'midi Achrini, other things, if they're drawing, then they're just drawing for L'noi Be'alma Avdi Elohu. It's just decorative. Mankit Rav Sheshet Chomrei Matnaita V'toni. Now, Rav Sheshet used to be a collector of problematic Mishnaic or Tanaic material. That's how Rashi learned. Chomrei means chumra. That's difficult to understand. So he would gather all of this stuff. He'd become a bucky in all of it. Tosus learns that it means what it usually means. Chomrei is a chomer. I mean chomer. It's a kesher. No, it's a kesher in Aramaic, which means, it's related, but it's not the same, in which things tie together. So in other words, he would find patterns, which is usually the meaning of the kamin chomer, when you explain something in a way that's like a knot of perfume, so then it's choshev, it shows its beauty, its interrelatedness. We call it perfume kamin chomer. See, here too, Tosus learns it's more reasonable to say that it's that type of thing. In any event, he became a bucky in these questions as well, so Vatani, and he would say over, Kol ha-mazalot mutarim. So that means art of any of the constellations is mutar, other than the representations of Chama ulvana as a mazal. The Kol ha-partzufim mutarim, and faces of various species, are also considered to be noi, and not worshipping. Chutz mi-partzuf adam, other than a human face. The Kol ha-tzurot mutarot, and other general shapes, would be mutar, except for the tzura of a drag. Now let's try to work that through, because you will soon see that it really makes no sense. Omama, you start off saying Kol ha-mazalot mutarim, chutz mi-mazal chama ulevana. Okay, now, I'd like to ask you first, how do you define the nature of this case? So what are we talking about over here? B'maya askina. Because remember, we already made an afkamina between something that you draw in the first place or something that you find this way. So what are we talking about? Are we talking about a guy who is now setting out to make such a thing? You're saying, to make such a thing? I mean, Ibo Sekol HaMazalot Mishori? Is it mutter to create a tselem of other mazalot? V'achtiv lo ta'asun iti, lo ta'asun kidmut shama shaya mishamshim lefanai b'moron. You are not to draw, even for noi purposes, representations of these various sarim lamal. Because those things we only see in two dimensions. It's a nafkamina, la halacha, between things that are seen in two dimensions, things that are seen in three dimensions. Gemara, we'll talk about that later. Ela pshita b'motze. So we're not talking about drawing. We're talking about finding. And that's basically what we just learned over here at our Mishnah. Kiditzan. Hamotze kelim ve'aleim tzrat chama tzrat levana tzrat drakon yolechem li'am ha'melach. Okay, so that's what you want to say? You're committed? All right, let's take the next step. We're talking about a motze. Iba motze, ema mitziata. So now look at the next place. Kol ha-partzufot mutarim. Chutz mi-partzuf adam. You're telling me that if you find a partzuf adam, it's asur? That's what you're saying. But that's not true. Motze partzuf adam mi asur. I thought that we just learned in the Mishnah, motze kelim, v'aleihem tzurat chama, tzurat levana, tzurat drakon, yelechem li'am ha-melach. And that's it. Tzurat drakon, not partzuf adam. Ela pshita. So now you're going to have to say, well, no, actually, you must be talking about drawing. V'oseh. V'karevuna b'rei d'Rev Yoshua. Like we said in Rebbe Yehuna b'rei d'Rev Yoshua, that it's also E.T. We're going to see later that he holds that anything is O.T. E.T. is O.T. So the Surah Adam, who is made B'Tselem Elohim, is Lo Tasun O.T. Fine. All right. So then let's save that for a moment. So now you're telling me that it's talking about drawing. Aha. All right, but can we continue then and see whether that makes sense in the next piece? Ema Seifa, let's continue. You can see why he collected difficult statements over here. It's fun. So Ema Seifa, look at the next piece. Kol ha-tzurot mutarot chutz mitzurot rakon. All shapes are okay except for a dragon. Now, wait a minute. If we're talking about drawing, what's wrong with drawing a dragon? Iba oseh tzurat rakon mi asir. I thought we learned, lo tasuniti lo ekesev lo ezahav, only those things which we learned that the shamashim, that shamashai, kidmut shamashai. I never heard of a dragon being mishamesh lamala. So if it's a tzura of a dragon, tzurat rakon should be okay. I mean, for noi. Elopshit, that's got to be talking about that you found it. And if you found it, we said then you have the chashash that it's an object of worship. Uketetzran, once again, our Mishnah. Hamotzei kelim ve'aleim tzirat chamar. So now, you got a crazy situation here. You just proved that the Reisha and the Seifa of this bright is talking about a Motzei, and only a Motzei. Whereas the Mitziata is talking about an Oseh, and only an Oseh. You ready to learn that? Omar Abaya, yep. There's no choice. In Reisha ve'Seifa b'Motzei, Mitziata be'Oseh, and it's supposed to be a puzzle. It's a mind twister, Breita. Rava says, no, I don't buy that. It's got to be the whole thing is talking about that. You found it in this fashion. And the way to explain the Tzurata Adam that would be Asur, just in finding it, is by explaining it. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, Titania, Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif, Rabbi Yehuda adds, he doesn't hold of our Mishnah, and he adds also a picture of a nursing woman, a menika, and a picture of Sar Apin, which is, there's actually, the Yavet Steiners, there is an actual Avodah Zorah called Sar Apin, and that the Gemara...
of medicine, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it has to tie into the Gemara, so it can't just be of medicine, it's Egyptian. But so that really, it meant to say Sarapis, but that the Gemara puts it into two words to make fun of it, and had it as Sar, meaning stinky, Efes, zero. The stinky zero, so Sar Efes would be the Sar Efes.
Snake around the snake of the sign.
Yeah, but that doesn't fit the Gemara, so he has to dray a little bit, the Ivans. But anyway, what would these things mean? And of course, we know that the nursing mother, of course, it's very common in Avodah Zorah, but the Mekor, interestingly enough, is not Mary. It's an old vision in Avodah Zorah. It comes from Chava. So Menika, Shem Chava. Shemenika kol olam kolor. It's called the Earth Mother. So the Earth Mother, Eim Kol Chai, is seen as the power of fertility and bringing life to the earth. And the Sar Afis, Al Shem Yosef. Why is he Al Shem Yosef? Because he was the one that he was Mechalka kol olam kulay. And so he was Shesar Umefisit kol olam kulo. He was somebody who became now the one in charge and was mifayes the whole world, making them feel better by giving them food. But this is only if we can really believe that that's what it's meant to represent, not just the picture of a person. He would have to be holding a cornucopia or something, holding a container and pouring out food into it. So who did not get giruya v'chachayo? And also the case of the menika is not just a nice Reuben nude. I mean, it would have to be she's holding a kid, the kamenika, so that this would be indeed the meaning of the bride. Doesn't mean any tzurat adam. It means specifically these tzurat adam. Etve. Matzah tavnit ya tavnit regal arei lo asurim ipne shikyotze behem nevad. Amai, according to you, Resh Lakish ashvarim nino, and they should be mutter. Atir gemashmul beomedim al basisan. Etve. Oved kochavim evatel avodat kochavim shalo v'shal chaviro. But a Yisrael cannot be mevatel an avadat kochavim, even if an ovid kochavim, which is batalable. Am I to have a kavadat kochavim? Should ishtabra me'eleo? Forget about the Yisrael. So according to Resh Lakish should be mutar, am rabbi shepachasa nu, v'chi pechasa ma'yavi v'atnan, pechasa v'api shaloch esara batla. Yeah, but hanimilid pechasa ovid kochavim. Ava pechasa Yisrael or batla, because maybe it's not important. Rav Amar Li Olam Ki Pechasa Yisrael Nami Bitela. Ela Gezera Dilma Magbala first for Mavatala. Then it would be an Avadat Kochavim Beyad Yisrael, and Kol Avadat Kochavim Beyad Yisrael is never Batali Olam. Etve. Akum Shevi Avadim in Amar Kulis. Vechipa Behem Drachim Vetartiot. Mutarot, but if Yisrael, maybe Avadim in Amar Kulis, Vechipa Behem Drachim Vetartiot, there are Surot Amai. Tehevi Kavadat Kochavim Shinishtabra Me'eleha. Why does it fall down and break itself?
It's the end of round one.
Oh, can I make it a rubber? Oh, God. It's doing this on purpose. Yeah. For the Daf Yomi.
It's because we're Jewish. That's what it is.
Eitve. Oveit kochavim sheshipa avodat kochavim letzorcho. He v'shifu yametorin. Letzorcha, What's the difference? It should be an avodat kochavim shenishtabra me'elea and it becomes mutter ba'anam batel. Hachanami gizera k'derava. Eitz ve'Rabbi Yosi ben Yasiyon omer matzat tzura drakon v'rosho chatuch. Safek ovet kochavim chatacho. Sfeik Yisrael chatacho, it's mutter because it's a sfeik sfeika. Vada Yisrael chatacho asur amai. Tehevi kavodat kochavim shenishtabra me'elea libet reshmokish. Hachanami k'derava. Eit ve'Rabbi Yosi omer af lo yirakot underneath an ashera tree b'yamot ha'gashamim b'pnei sh'anivaya nosheret alayen. What's the difference? It should be kavodat kochavim shenishtabra me'elea because they fall off of the tree. Yeah, but that's different because the ikar avodat kochavim, the asherah itself, is kayemet. You didn't say that before. What about shifuyin? We're over there, ikar avodat kochavim kayemet, and it says beferish litzorcha he asura v'shifuyah mutarin. Says Ravuna Rebbe Yoshua v'shein avodat kochavim b'teilat derech g'delata, and it's normal for the tree to be dropping the leaves. Eight vei Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish l'Rebbe Yochanan. Kain sheberosh ha'ilan shel hekdesh lo nenin v'lo ma'alim. Berosha shel asherah yatiz b'kana. Now, we figured that it's talking about kigon sheshavra from the tree itself, it seems. V'kinta b'em. U'katani that nonetheless yatiz b'kana. And you see from there that it becomes mutter if it's broken, like I'm saying, and not like you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan. I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Yochanan. See, I'm at Bishlama, the Aite Etzimi Alma, like I'm saying. Lonenin, Midrabonin, because we're Chayish, that you'll be nene from the tree, because it was never kadosh in the first place. It's pure hegdish, no? Nah, midi iron. Maybe it's talking about over here, begidulin, aboim la'achar b'kanaskina, because sovar ain't me'ila begidulin. Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yochanan says, when it says yatiz, it's not talking about the nest. The nest, you're right, the nest is part of the tree. It's talking about it broke off the tree. It's talking about yatiz befrochim. Amle Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Tachlifa, asber lecha. Look, befrochim, it doesn't matter whether it's hegdesh, avodah zarah, kan v'kan mutarim. Bebeitzim, kan v'kan asurim, either because it's tzarech li'ilan, or because we're afraid you're not going to knock it down because you don't want to bust the eggs. Amle Ravashi, befrochim, shetzarechim le'iman, kebeitzim damu. Hamotze, kelim yalim, tzarat chama, tzarat levana, tzarat rakon, yolechim le'am amela. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, sh'ala mechubadim asurim, sh'ala mevuzim mutarim. L'meimra de lahaniu de pachir l'almiri achlina lo. I thought when it came to shchita, shochet l'shem yamim, l'shem na'arot, l'shem midbar, l'shem chama, l'shem levana, l'shem kochavim u'mazalot, l'shem michael, sara gadol, l'shem shir shul katan, arei elu zivchei meitim. Omer Rabbi, well, of course, miflach l'kol damashkechei palchei, but meitzar u'mefalchei, that is hanitlat the chashivit zayrelu first, and then they worship what they draw. But lemidiachrini, if they're going to draw it, it's only lenoi ba'alma avdil. Mankit v'pshesh chumli matnaita v'tani. Kol ha-mazalot mutarin chutz mi-mazal chama v'levana. V'chol ha-partzufim mutarin chutz mi-partzuf adam. V'chol ha-tzurot mutarot chutz mi-tzurat drakon. Now, I want to analyze this brighter for you. Omama, kol ha-mazalot mutarin chutz mi-mazal chama v'levana. B'may askinat. Ilema ba'oseh. I thought it says lo ta'asun, if you're going to draw it yourself, lo ta'asun iti, lo ta'asun kidmut shemashayim b'shamshim lefanai b'morom, elo pshita b'motze. Okay, as our Mishnah. Amotze kelim, alim tzorat chama, tzorat levana, tzorat rakon, yolechem le'yom ha'melech, but anything else is okay. Problem is, ibimotze ima mitziyata. Kol ha-partzufot mutorim chutz mi-partzuf adam. Excuse me? Motze? Partzuf adam mi-asur? The Mishnah says, "Amotze kelim aleim tzurat chama tzurat levanat tzurat drakon yolekim liyam amelach." Only tzurat drakon, yeah. But Partsuf Adam, no. El Pshit, that's got to be talking about over here, drawing it yourself. Be'oseh. Krivun Abarad Ve'eshua, who darshins lotasun iti, as lotasun oti. So then, if we're talking about Bo'oseh, keep going, yema seifa. Kol atzurot mutarot chutz mitzurat drakon, I Bo'oseh, tzurat drakon mi'asir, v'achtim, lotasun iti eloi kesev eloi zahav, Hani in Surat Rakon Lo. El Pshita, it's gotta be talking about say, again as our Mishnah, Kitana Motzi Kelim Alim Surat Chama. So come on, man, Reisha Vesefa B'Matzei Mitziata Ba'aseh. Amar Abaye, yep, no choice. And then Reisha Vesefa B'Matzei Mitziata Ba'aseh. Rav Amar, no. Kula B'Motzei, the Mitziata argues on this Mishnah because it's going a little bit to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif Avdamut Menika Vesar Apis, the Menika is because of Shchava, Shemenika Kol Olam Kulo. Sarapis is a vision of Yosef, Shesaru Mefisit Kol Olam Kulo, but only if he is Nakit Giruya Vechokhayo, and she is only the Nakda Bain Vechobenika.
Okay, we're holding on Daf Membeis. We're still on Memalav Membeis now at the bottom. And the question that we have over here is Rabbi Yochanan's assertion that according to Rabbi Meir, a tselem, if it's broken, would be mutter, but that's because the iser of the tselem originally is a suffix, and the breaking is also a suffix. So you have a suffix, it'd be mostly midei suffix. That maybe the goy broke the tselem, which maybe had never been worshipped. And therefore, you end up with a hetzer. But when it comes to the Rabbanan, if I start off with an Avodas Kerkovim, which is definitely Asur, then this too, even though it's broken now, remains Asur because I can't prove that it was broken in a way which would cause Bittul. Maybe it just broke on its own. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, breaking on its own is not the equivalent of Bittul. The Gemara today continues with asking questions on Rabbi Yochanan's assertion that if something is vadai usur, a suffix does not give us a basis to be matzret. So we ask today, we're at the bottom of the Malav Amidays, we ask from the story in a brisa of Rabbi Yehuda, Va'atanya. The aim suffix, but see, vadai, Va'atanya. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aseh b'shikhato shemitzik echad b'rimon. Now we know that there was a story of a Jew who was a very violent person, who owned a shifra and undoubtedly had used her for purposes of his own. And she got pregnant and aborted a fetus and threw the fetus into this pit. And now they needed to know whether she was tamei or lada, which shows us, of course, I mean, the shifra, even though she's an akum, she was a shifra tananit, but nonetheless, is a, at least that's the assumption I'm not pursuing. But nonetheless, once she is a shivcha, she has a din of a Jewess, legabe being tameh to misleda, and even legabe, the fetus itself, being a Jew to be matameh ba'oel. So now if a Kohen comes along, sticks his head over that bar, and he is trying to discover whether the fetus was male or female, because it's an afkamina, whether it's 40 days of tumatayr or 80 days of tumatayr. So the Kohen comes, he tzitz leidayim zacharim nekevah. He didn't touch the fetus, but he put his head over the boar. Ubama said lefnei chachamim. Now the chachamim said that Kohen is tahor. Why? Because you have various animals that are found out in that area in the wild, and would undoubtedly have eaten the fetus or dragged it to their den and used it for food. Now, we know in that case that the shifcha was vadai hetilas nefel. Seems that she definitely had thrown a fetus into this pit. And you're telling me, well, there's animals there, but the animals, I mean, are safek. I mean, safek garu, safek logaru, maybe they had dragged it away, maybe not.
That's why he's looking first,
though. In case it's there, but he didn't see it, apparently. V'ka'ati safek umatimi devadai. You're saying over there that the safek that was dragged away takes away from the cheskas vadai tuma that was on that pit. And we're saying that the coin is tar. So apparently the safek is umatimi devadai. So how is Rabbi Yochanan explaining now the difference between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, no. Okay. Well, what happened over there is that it was a safek and a safek. Because lo tema hitila nefa labor. Don't read that as saying that she threw a fetus into the bor. Ela ema hitila kemin nefa labor. She threw something. Now, it wasn't clear whether this was an actual fetus or whether it was some type of aborted material that wouldn't have caused tumah anyway. So, therefore, it's a suffix whether there was tumah here in the first place. So, being as a suffix, if there was tumah in the first place, and you now have the suffix of the animal that maybe dragged it away, so it's a suffix and a suffix. Well, I understand. How can you say that? It says, if it wasn't human, what do you mean he went to see if it was male or female? I mean, that's not what he went to see, no? No. It means, okay, comma, that he went to see, first of all, whether there was a problem at all. Was it just that she aborted something, maybe an inflated skin of some kind, or whether it was actually human? And on the tzad that you'll say it was a fetus, so then he needed to know if it were later in Zachar Mikhevav. That doesn't mean definitely that he assumed he had to know in Zachar Mikhevav. By the way, this whole sugi about that revolves around this Gemara as to whether you need to bury a fetus. The Magen Avraham says that it was based on the writers that you need to bury a fetus, and that apparently throwing into a bar has a din of burial. A lot of Achronim argue on. It's a throwing into it, but it's not called burial until it's buried, until it's covered, and you put something over it. And that over here, in fact, they weren't being Zohir on burial, and this was only a pit in order to avoid the embarrassment of her having gone through this abortion. No.
He's
a bucky betula. He's a hero. Who would know about these dinim and tzadikoy?
In any case, he would be
He shouldn't have. Yeah, he did the wrong thing too. The mice they were about to, because he didn't find anything.
This is the point difference between Rashi and Tosafot.
In what?
Both are true.
It could be a chacham and an idiot. So if you come on. Later, imu aki feeling day. So they let him just come in after they let him suffer from the cave. Fine. That's one approach. And we can also take the opposite approach, just as we did in the earlier problem, except in the opposite order. And we could say that it's a body of a death. Mivoy Sima. Divan Shechulda, Bagla, Smitsuyim Shem. Vadai Giruhu. The point over here is that they, not that we assume that they dragged it away, but that it's the norm, and therefore it's the same as the Chazaka and the Chaver, that he wouldn't have died while leaving a Suffolk to him. A Suffolk to mice. Eishvei. Now we have another question directly from the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Matzah Tavnit Yah, Tavnit Regel, Hare Elu Asurim, Mipnei Shehiyotei Behen Me'evat. Now, you're telling me that if I find a piece that it's Asur because something like it is Me'evat, Amai Hashvarim Minu. I thought we said that if something is broken, then the assumption is that the people that worshipped it would never have looked at it as being holy any longer. So what Rish Lakish's Sfarah was. Well, it's not a problem. Hatir Gemashmura Ba'omdim Abbasisan. We explained that. We said that the case over here is unique because what we're finding is an originally designed piece for the purposes of worship as a hand or as a regal. Eisei. Here it says, we'll get into these halachas later on, that a goy can be mevatel the idol of a goy, whether it belongs to him whether it belongs to a friend, whether it's the type of idol that he worships, or it's a different type of idol. But a Yisrael, eino mevatel avadat kochavim, shel oved kochavim. A Jew, on the other hand, cannot cancel the iser of an idol that is a oved kochavim's idol. But the problem is, according to Reish Lakish, who asserts that breakage itself is, by definition, a loss of Kedusha in the mind of the Goy, because he says, well, if he couldn't save his own skin, how's he going to help me? So if he can't save himself from a Jew who's coming to break him up, so why wouldn't that result in an ipso facto bittul, in which case it doesn't matter, really, whether the Yisrael has the kayak to be mavato. It only matters that he broke it. Once it's broken, then the bittul takes place in the mind of the goy, according to Reish Lakish, right? So the whole idea of the distinction between the Jew and the goy breaks down. Because if you're telling me that the very fact that the idol could be broken means that in the goy's mind it's bittul, so who cares if it was a Jew who did it? The bittul will take place in the mind of the goy, and therefore it doesn't matter whether the akrum is in fact the one who breaks it or not, right? So there's something fundamentally wrong with Reish Lakish's approach. Because according to Reish Lakish, there could never be a difference between a Jewish bittul and a goy's bittul. At least in breakage. So, why don't we say, therefore, that it's an avodas chacham shenishtaber me'aleha? It's not worse than the idol breaking itself. Omar Abaye says, Abaye, the case over here is that the Jew was pochsa. Pochsa means that he smashes it in, but he doesn't break off anything. So in other words, he smashes the image so that his face, instead of sticking out, not sticking in, whatever, you know, a comic book kind of pichus, you know, where you give somebody a real punch in the nose, you know, and everything goes in, you know. And the svara of the goy in this case is, well, God doesn't care about things like that. What's the difference if it's the image in this way and the image in that way? So he didn't attempt to protect himself from that. But, I mean, to actually remove some of the holy material, I mean, that's a different issue. And only there was the shtabra would he be mevatelet. But if it was just pochasa, maybe it would be okay. But so what? Doesn't it say that if a goy smashes in the face, even though he didn't break off anything, it is bottle? Yes, if the non-Jew smashes in the face of the idol, then it's not the fact that it was smashed in that's mavatel, it's the attitude. If he treats his God in this fashion, he obviously doesn't think it has any holiness to it, right? Masha'in came, the Jew, the act of the Jew is unimportant because the Jew doesn't have the power to be mevatel just because he doesn't believe in it. It takes a goy to be mevatel. What you're saying is the fact that it allowed itself to be broken is what's mevatel. But since over here it wasn't broken, it was just pachus. So there would be no reason for the goy to lose faith. On the contrary, it strengthens his faith. His faith in the Lord, who isn't makbid on small things like that, because after all, it's only humans who see things in one dimension. But for him, what's the difference whether the image is a back negative image or a positive image? It's the same idea.
And what happens if the Muslim is breaking the yushka?
It's also okay. We'll see later on what akum means when we get into this thing. Rava Amar, Rava says, that's not the problem. The truth is that people are not that sophisticated. If a Jew bashes the face in, then they also lose faith. You know why over here it remains usher? Is because we're afraid Gzeira Dilma Magbala Vadimavatala. We're afraid that maybe the Jew originally picked it up before he smashed it. And once he picks it up, he's kone it. And if he's kone it, it becomes a Jewish-owned idol, and a Jewish-owned idol can never be bought. So it's a chashash that he may have inadvertently been cronin it. Now, of course, this is very nogea today, because based on this sugya, amazingly, we have the question of what the din is by chometz, or chometz shavur al haPesach, of a Jew who picked up chometz during Pesach. And the shaila is, can you be kone something which is asur ba'anot? So, because l'chara kinyan requires the ability to assert ba'anot over a thing, so what would be the meaning of being kone something that's asur ba'anot? Okay? So all of the Rishonim compare the sugya of chometz, which is today's issue, to this question. If Rava and Machash, that maybe the Jew picks up the Avodah Zarah, so you see that when it comes to Isser, Legabi, the Chumrah of Isser, we're makbid that it's viewed as a kinyan, even though you can't have any kinyan in it. In which case, by chometz, you'd have the same relationship. That if he picked it up, so then he was kinyan, and even though you say, well, how can you be kinyan Isser? No, but Legabi Isser, you can be kinyan. However, there are those that are chaylik on that Svara, and they say, the reason that over here Rava's Chayash Vakinyan is because it isn't absolute Yisra Hana'ah, since it would be possible to be Mavatalit without making the Kinyan and then be Kainet. Correct? Because we're all agreed that it's possible to be Mavatalit prior to becoming an Ovikachomim of Yisrael. So since it has in it the potential for Kinyan, therefore the picking up is also a Kinyan. Therefore, by chometz, if the chometz now belongs to the goy, so it has the potential of heter. If I now want to pick it up, I can pick it up as something which there would be a way for its potentiality to remain heter, am I ultimately owning it? So, I mean, if I pick it up, I could still be a biling over it. But it's just fascinating that this becomes the shiloh, the gabi chometz, Rabbi Lava Pesach, on Jews that may have bought things, which is very negiah, because some people, none from stores will buy chametz, the day before from Goyish bakeries, it's on Arab bakeries, and sell it. It's available immediately after Pesach. You know, the question is, does that become, since it was never owned by Yisrael before Pesach, does it become chametz Shavu'ot Lava Pesach, or there was no kinyan? Yeah, nogea today, mamish.
Might have been the Saddam that he came down and not come down.
Well, that's dependent on the other shayla of Andarta. That's an apostate Rashi and Tosfos. Yeah. According to Rabbi Natan, Saddam's statue would never be answered. Kanani Mishol Nazari, I guess, could have been marked. But,
yeah. I'm not sure the shayla is connected to this, because I went into a certain store that they sold the chametz, and all the chametz was covered. Mm-hmm. However, there are certain items that were not overt chametz that have been for sale.
So, continues the search. So we have now a new takana, Rava's takana, and because of that we have a gezeira and memela. We cannot bring a raya that something is not bottled, even though it's broken, because maybe it would have been bottled, except that there's a chashash. If we allow the bittul to be caused by the Yisrael, then even if the Yisrael will pick something up, which will never be allowed to be bottled, even by the goy, he'll also believe that it's bottled, and it isn't. We have another question. Akum Have a guy who takes apart a merkulis. A merkulis was basically, you know, scouts. Not the scouts make the stones, but of the stone. The old minhag was that those stones represented a Mercury, was the traveler. Mercury always, the planet moves very quickly. And so the god of the travelers would be Misuman with pilot stones. And that's why a Zurich over the Merkulis is actually building the Merkulis, and therefore it's us. So now this guy goes, takes a rekuvis, takes apart the stones, and uses it to smooth the path. So now he has a paved path. Or, so he sees Pavim and Drachim, or Tartios, where he makes the square, the piaz. And he makes this with the stones of the Merkulis that have been gathered there. It's mutarot, because after all, he pulled it apart. But if Yisrael does the same thing, and he's maybe Avanim and Merkulis, Chifabe and Drachim et Tartios, Asurot. Now, why would it be Asurot? Since any guy that walks here sees, aha, obviously this mercury wasn't very powerful because it couldn't even protect itself from these Jews who pull it apart, the big paving stone.
Asur would mean you can't walk on it?
Yeah, I mean you wouldn't be able to mark. So, amai, tevik avodat kokabim shenishtabra me'elea. It shouldn't be any different than having broken. Says the Gemara, well, here too, the Kiddush is. We'd have to explain it like Rav. That maybe what happened is that this guy, I mean, even though it's a little far-fetched, but maybe he picks up the whole Merkulis before he pulls it apart in order to drag it over to the place where he needed the stones, and then he pulled it apart. In which case, it would have been Conan. And once it's Conan, it can never be bought. Okay, how about this case? Ovei kochavim sheshipa ovodat kochavim litzorcho hi b'shifuya mutarim. Litzorcha he asura b'shifuya mutarim. Let's say this guy needs some sticks in order to put in his fireplace. So he goes over to the Yashkar cross over there, and he shaves off some pieces of the cross to throw into his fire. Now that seems to imply that he sure doesn't think very highly of his cross. So eventually the cross becomes wood. However, if he wants to smooth out the cross, which has gotten now a little bit, the course of the wet winter has gotten a little bit bent out of shape. So then if it's litzorcha, so there pieces remain, the object remains asur, but the pieces are mutter because he's now taking it off and making it not part of the idol itself. But Shaken of a Yisrael who goes and does this, then even if he's using it in his fireplace, Yisrael Shishifav, that's Kochavim, Benetzacho, Benetzacha, it and the pieces remain asur. But according to Reish Lakish, how could that be? Since clearly it wasn't able to protect its own self against the horrendous desecration of the Jewish use of the cross for its fireplace, so it should be mutter, and yet clearly it's not mutter. It's a riot or a diokhana. Amai, tehavi kavodat kochavim shenishtabra me'elea. Answers the Gemara, hachinami kidur Rava. This is true. This is going according to Rava. There's a gezeira that the guy actually picked up the cross before grinding it down, before shaving it down. And the mele was awesome. So here it's talking about somebody who finds a metallic avodat kochavim. So what Rav Yossi says, look, what you got to do to it is you have to grind it down and throw the shavings out to the air and let it blow away, or take the whole thing, throw it into the yam. So they said to him, how could you throw it to the air? In which would it not then be usable as a fertilizer, getting nutrients and various minerals into the soil? And the Torah says you mustn't have anything from the Avodah Zarah. But how would there be an Avodah Zarah if the guy has ground it down? Then certainly all of the worshippers would say, aha, look at this. Certainly wasn't a very powerful idol. It couldn't protect itself against grinding down. So, amai tevik avodat kochavim shenishtabra me'eleha. And again, the Gemara answers, ochinami kidarov. And the chashash over here was that the Jew picked it up first, was kainet. If he's kainet, he can't be mavatel. It says that, look, we'll have to go to the sugya and see what the havamin is. I mean, why do we need to keep asking questions when the answer is obvious and all of them? There must be a reason why we're expanding the takana of Rav on each of these that we didn't think was applicable. I mean, we could see in the previous cases that Hashash is picking up the Merkulis. It's a little far-fetched. But this one seems to be no different than the original case. It doesn't explain. It just says there must be some kind of difference. Matzat Sirot Rakon, Vrosho Chatuch, Safek Ove Koharim Chatacho, Safek Israel Chatacho, Mutar. So if you have somebody who finds the dragon surah and its head has been cut off, so what that means is that we're not sure whether a goy cut it off, whether a Jew cut it off. If a Jew cut it off, then it's not going to help to be mavatal. But if we have a suffix, it's mutter. But if a Yisrael was definitely the source of cutting off its head, then it's aser. Now, why would that be, according to Rish Lakish? Because if a Jew cut off its head, then it could be like an avodas kochan, which in the shtab ramel. It's not worse than if it fell and broke, is it? And it should be batel. Here, too, we'll have to say, Arkashash was the Jew who lifted the dragon, and then was koned, in which case we'll never become batel. Eisri with Yosiyom. Af lo yirakot b'yemot ha-geshamim, mipnei sha-nivayah no sheret aleyem. He's talking about over there in a case where you have an Asherah tree, which is a tree that is planted for Avodat Kochavim, which is awesome, and you plant vegetables underneath that tree. So the Mishnah there makes a distinction between wintertime planting and summertime planting. It says if you plant the vegetables during the winter, it's mutter because the tree is not only not being mehaneh the vegetables, it's damaging them because the vegetables need whatever sun is available in the winter. Mashenkin, if you plant it during the summer, where there's too much sun and they would be damaged by the hot sun, then it's aser because you're using the tzel of the Asherah tree. So comes along Rabbi Yossi and says, no, even during the winter it's bad, because when you plant during the winter, the falling leaves end up fertilizing the ground, and those falling leaves are part of the Isser of the Asherah. And the question is, since the leaves are falling, they should be bought, because it's like an Avodas Kochavim that broke. So it's a Havik Avodas Kochavim Shenishtabru Me'elei, huh? Well, that's different. Shinei Hassam over there, the Ikar Avodas Kochavim Kayemet, I mean, the tree itself is not going to be bottled, and therefore the leaves are not bottled. Now, wait a second. You said before that if the guy shaves down the cross, that the pieces that he shaves down are mutter, even though the cross remains answer. So over here, you should say that the leaves become mutter, because according to you, the natural breakage of a thing is no different than the human breakage of a thing. According to Rish Lakish, it still seems to be a riot. The ikra of that kochavim came, and over there the cross remains standing. Vikatani l'sorcha he has the rabbi shifuyah mutarim, which obviously shows me that there's a difference between something that happens on its own and something that somebody does to it. And over here, since it happened on its own, the leaves remain aser, which implies that if the avodas kochavim falls on its own, it remains aser. Says Rabbuna Breda of Yeshua, that's not a point. Ein avodat kochavim, but they lot derav k'day lot tav. That's an absurd comparison. Its norm is that if a tree is meant for leaves to fall off, what possible tzad would there be? Aha! The tree could not even protect itself from losing its own leaves, and that's ridiculous. The tree is meant to work by losing its own leaves. And Mamela, there's no way that a natural process is going to be looked at by the Goy as some loss of Kiddush. And Mashenke, when he's cutting off pieces from the cross, over there the Shifuyim indeed would become wood. Eisei Rish Lakish Reb Yochanan. Now, Rish Lakish turns the tables on Reb Yochanan and asks from the following case on Reb Yochanan's assumption that something does not battle if it breaks on its own. And here he talks about a cane, Shibarosh Ha'ilan Shel Hegnesh. So it says like this. If you have a bird's nest that is on top of a tree that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Ne'anim V'lo Mo'alim. So you're not allowed, Midrabbanan, to utilize that nest. But on the other hand, you would not, if you went ahead and got Hana'a from it, you would not be Moel, and we'll see why. Roshash of Asherah, if you have a nest on top of the tree, which is Avodat Kochavim, So now, yatiz bakameh, what you should do is take a stick and swing, don't climb the tree, because if you climb the tree, you're going to be nehneh from the asherah. But you can take that stick, break, make sure that you get the nest off of the tree without being semich on the tree in any way, and then you can use the nest to be nehneh from. Either if you're, you know, in a nesting kind of mood, or you could just stick it into your fireplace, in which case you'd have some ready-made kindling. Now, l'chora, you see over here, at this point we believe that the bird who made the nest broke off little pieces from the tree. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, that's an unbelievable chutzpah. I mean, to think that a bird could break off pieces from the holy tree. And it says over here that even though, at least as our assumption, you're going to Shibrami Menoitim, the Kinkada, and it made the nest with the pieces of the tree. Nonetheless, it says Yatiz Bakaneh, you can make sure you don't climb on the tree, and then you can use that nest for yourself. Now, does that not prove that something that was broken on its own, in this case by a bird, which is just as good as on its own, that nonetheless it makes people balance the holiness of the pieces over here, and it's the equivalent of the person himself breaking it up? No. It's just the Gemara question that I say to me, how am I keeping the man? Please, the bird didn't. Little self-respecting bird would use the Asherah tree to build an nest. Mm-hmm. It brought these pieces from somewhere else and just lodged them on the tree. And therefore, when you knock them off, you're not being nehneh from the Asherah tree at all. And that's the reason. I can prove that to you, by the way. Because what was the first part of the sugya by Hekdesh? How do you explain that? If you're going to tell me that the case over here was that it brought wood from somewhere else and put it into Hekdesh's tree. So how do you explain that the Hekdesh lo ne'anim v'lo mo'alim? Meaning, lo ne'anim mirabonam, because we want you to make sure that you don't come to be nehneh from the tree itself. So we don't want you to be Isaac in it. But lo mo'alim, if you actually went ahead and you got the nest off of the tree, you wouldn't really be doing it because you're not being nehneh from Hekdesh at all. But if it had come from the tree itself, why wouldn't you be mo'al? You would have been mo'al on the nest, on using it in your fireplace. So it must be that we're right. And lo mo'al in midiraisa, lo kadisha, because the nest was never kadosh. But if we're going to say, as we originally assumed, that we're talking about a case where the bird actually took the wood off of the tree itself. Why then would you not be chayim on me'ila? Hakadisha, somebody was magdish these woods. And now that the bird made the wood into a nest, and the me'ila what? It loses its kedusha. Why would it lose its kedusha? So you would be chayim on me'ila. So this proves that we're indeed talking about a case where the nest came from elsewhere. The Gemara, come on, that's a raya. Be the ayra, that proves something. We could easily be talking about a case where someone had been magdish this tree 10 years ago. In the interim, it's continued to grow as hagdish. But that growth is called gidulin. It's a mandioma who holds that gidulin that come after the hagdish never get the dinim of kedusha in terms of meila, and therefore kasafa ein meila b'gidulin. This man yomros, there's no meila in a case of gidulin, and therefore the reason that you're not mo'al midiraisa is not because you made the nest out of places, out of wood that came from other places. It's because the pieces of wood were never themselves made holy; they just grew on a tree that had been given to Hekdesh. It's not our sugya. Rabbi Abu Amr Rabbi Yochanan. The whole thing. Let's please just go back to the beginning. These are all very, very weird kind of answers. He brought it from somewhere else, or it's been growing a long time. First of all, I don't believe the whole assumption being that we're talking about a net. We're not talking about a nest. Somebody is in a nesting mood or wants a bird's nest in order to sit in. I mean, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about it. What does a person normally want? A nest? It wants for the birds. That's the point. When it says over here, the atid, it's not referring to the wood at all. It's talking about the efrochim. And as the efrochim, there would be no problem with the efrochim itself. And the only point is that I might have thought that we would make a gezeirah, that if we allow people to be matiz, to shoot the nest off in order to get the efrochim, they may climb the tree. And if they climb the tree, they definitely will be doing an issur because being mishtamish with either a hegdesh, which is asur, or being mishtamish with the asherah, which is asur. And therefore, it comes to tell me the finish that you could be matiz. Hey, no, wait. There's one additional point. I mean, now that you've recognized that we're not talking about the nest per se, let me explain it a little bit more in detail to you. Azbarlacha, the efrochim kanvakan mutarim. The truth is, whether you're talking about hegdish, whether you're talking about asherah, there'd be no problem with the nestlings because the nestlings don't really need the tree, and therefore you're not doing something, taking something that has to do with the tree. Mashenkin, if you're talking about eggs, the beitzim kan v'kan asurim, because the beitzim require the tree, and therefore the rabbanon would have been gozer, that if you can't take from the tree, you can't take from things that are dependent on the tree, because it's very hard for people to make that distinction. Mashenkin, birds that can themselves fly away and so on, then they recognize that they don't need the tree. Ravashi, but that means that it isn't nestlings that really defines the difference. It's not the nestling of the egg. It's the level of maturity. If the efrochim still are tzrichin le'imam, they still are unable to fly and hunt themselves, and they still need to be in the nest. If they need to be in the nest, then that means that they need the tree, in which case they're no different than the beitzim. So efrochim she'tzrichin le'imam, ki beitzim damah.
What's the difference between